My name is Misty, and I will be your conference facilitator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Applied Digital Special Conference Call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question-and-answer period. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you. Mr. Scott Silverman, Chairman and CEO of Applied Digital, you may begin your conference.
Good morning, everybody, and thank you for joining us. With me today, all in different locations, is Michael Krawitz, who is the Senior Vice President and General Counsel of Applied Digital, Kevin McGrath, the Chief Executive of Digital Angel Corporation, and Dr. Richard Selig, our Vice President of Medical Applications. I'd like to turn the call over to Mr. Krawitz so he could read the forward-looking statement.
Good morning, everyone, and it is a good morning. Statements about the company's future expectations, including future revenues and earnings, and all other statements in this conference call, other than historical facts, are forward-looking statements within the meaning of Section 27A of the Securities Act of 1933, Section 21E of the Securities Exchange Act of 1934, and as that term is defined in the Private Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Such forward-looking statements involve risks and uncertainties and are subject to change at any time, and the company's actual results could differ materially from expected results. The company undertakes no obligation to update forward-looking statements to reflect subsequently occurring events or circumstances.
Thank you, Michael. As you all now know, the Food and Drug Administration has cleared the use of VeriChip for medical applications in the United States. For over 2 years, we have pursued this regulatory approval. We have it, we are prepared to go to market, and the purpose of this call is to review the FDA process as a Class II medical device, and then to discuss our go-to-market strategy for the medical applications of VeriChip. Kevin McGrath, the Chief Executive of Digital Angel, will review the FDA's process, and Dr. Richard Selig, our Vice President of Medical Applications, we'll discuss the go-to-market strategy for the medical application. However, first, a better understanding of our refined business model at Applied Digital is appropriate. As announced at our annual shareholder meeting in July, Applied Digital provides security through innovation, security for people, security for animals, security for food safety and food chains, and security for government and commercial assets. This FDA clearance greatly increases our opportunity to provide security for people through our VeriChip technology. With three primary applications, specifically medical, security, and financial, VeriChip is the world's first implantable RFID microchip for human beings, now with the FDA approval for the medical applications. The history of this chip dates back almost 15 years. Through our sister company, Digital Angel Corporation, which trades on the American Stock Exchange under the symbol DOC, we have been manufacturing implantable RFID microchips for almost 15 years. With a diverse lineup of intellectual property rights, Digital Angel has sold over 30 million of these chips into the animal world, specifically companion pets, dogs and cats, through our exclusive distributor Shearing Plough. That product name is Home Again. And in the livestock world, Digital Angel has been selling visible, electronic, and implantable tags for years. We still sell approximately 27 million visible tags per year. And with the public outcry for a national identification program related to the mad cow scare, we have a team on the ground in Washington working this issue in order to assure that we participate in the eventual national ID program for livestock. Applied Digital owns approximately 70% of the outstanding common shares of Digital Angel Corporation, and Digital Angel Corporation manufactures the VeriChip and licenses it to VeriChip Corporation, a 100% subsidiary of Applied Digital. With this history behind us, we have brought VeriChip to market over the last 2 years, primarily internationally for the security application. As an example, and as many of you know, the Attorney General of Mexico and some of his staff now use this technology for ingress, egress, and access into secure facilities in Mexico City. Now, with the FDA clearance, we are free to market VeriChip in the United States for what I believe is the best application of this product, the medical application. Through a managed database, VeriChip can act as a portal to medical records, medical device information, personal information, and insurance information within milliseconds at the point of treatment, such as in a doctor's office, an emergency room, a hospital, or an ambulance. Later in the call, Dr. Richard Selig will review how we go to market with VeriChip in the medical world. But first, let me extend some thank yous. First is to Kevin McGrath, Jim Santelli, and the rest of the team at Digital Angel that saw this process to its conclusion. Thank you to our advisors at Magellan and Jeff Gibbs and Bob Dormer at Hyman Phelps, our counsel in Washington, D.C. Thank you to Kevin McLaughlin, Michael Krawitz, Dr. Richard Selig, Keith Bolton, and the rest of the team at VeriChip, who has worked very hard over the last 2 years to sustain the business in the security and financial world as we have pursued this approval on the medical application. With that, I'd like to turn it over to Kevin McGrath, the CEO of Digital Angel Corporation, so that he can review the FDA process with you. Kevin?
Thanks, Scott. I'd like to thank the people at the Food and Drug Administration. Whenever a new drug or a new medical device is approved, because of the safety concerns, the approval process takes a great deal more effort than normal. Everyone at the FDA always acted in a professional and conscientious manner, and we thank them. This process was a fairly long one. It started in the fall of 2002. We filed the 510K clearance document in October of 2003. Since then, we've answered dozens of questions and provided several trees worth of additional documentation. Finally, on July 22, 2004, the FDA advised us that VeriChip was not substantially equivalent to any other device which had been cleared through the 510K process. Thus began the de novo process, and yesterday we received clearance through the process. Now let me hand off to Dr. Richard Selig to talk about the marketing strategy for VeriChip. Richard?
Thank you, Kevin and Scott. Our initial go-to-market plan takes an approach based on careful listening to healthcare professionals, government symposia attendees, and families with health issues. We noted certain areas in which the advantages of an approved, rapid access to healthcare information were found to be advantageous. Two major categories of medical care were identified: chronic disease management and information relating to implanted medical devices. Patients with chronic diseases receive ongoing care from multiple physicians, many of them specialists in different locations, having detailed treatment histories, and naturally take multiple medication. All this information, in addition to identification and family contact information, is vital when emergencies related to their chronic diseases or an accident prevent them from providing this vital information to medical personnel. The specific chronic disease categories we will be addressing immediately are the following: diabetes, chronic cardiac conditions, cognitive disabilities such as Alzheimer's disease, and complex medical treatment plans such as chemotherapy. Additionally, those patients undergoing medical device implants will have the advantage of providing their physicians with detailed, critical, technical information regarding their medical devices. The initial category of medical devices that we will be addressing is joint replacement surgery. Our approach to commercialization is based on an understanding of where the patient populations are cared for, listening to medical device manufacturers, and studying the burgeoning healthcare information technology industry. To that end, we fully expect to see VeriChip system deployed in the following areas: specialized facilities caring for specific patient populations. We also anticipate being designated as a business partner with one or more major electronic medical record solution providers in both the hospital and private medical office environments, and additionally provide VeriChip as an adjunct to current major health information solution providers. We will develop multiple distribution channels to penetrate these distinct yet interrelated service lines. And there are three, the first being physicians' offices. And to that end, we will develop agreements with national medical supply distributors who are already servicing that professional office space. We will initiate a nationwide authorized center registration program, which will be supported by advertisements in professional journals, joint marketing initiatives with our to-be-determined national partners in that space, and to provide a convenient website registration program. In the hospital and extended care facility arena, we will be developing agreements with group purchasing organizations serving those institutions currently. And finally, with original equipment manufacturers, we will be directly presenting to those manufacturers of implanted orthopedic joint replacement hardware. And we will be initiating programs to demonstrate to these manufacturers the advantages that VeriChip offers for more efficient and accurate post-market surveillance of their products and devices, as well as device performance data acquisition. An extremely important aspect of our plan is to initiate a progressive nationwide program to provide VeriChip scanners to those hospitals and medical centers caring for these types of patients in their emergency rooms. This program will commence by utilizing designated high-level trauma centers, since they also treat severe medical emergencies, as they are the home bases of mobile intensive care units. Additionally, we will continue our active participation in the Department of Health and Human Services National Health Infrastructure Initiative, which is endeavoring to revamp the antiquated paper medical record system now used by most hospitals and doctors' offices. And we would like, hopefully, to be able to announce the results of the Italian Ministry of Health evaluation program now ongoing in Rome, Italy. And finally, we anticipate establishing application-specific study centers, which will demonstrate the benefits of empowering patients by providing them with the VeriChip system, and to establish a physician advisory board to provide expert clinical input and guidance for future directions. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Dr. Seelig. Thank you, Kevin. Misty, we'll now take questions.
At this time, I would like to remind everyone, in order to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. Mr. Silverman, we are pausing now to continue to queue the roster.
Thank you.
Mr. Silverman, we are still pausing to continue to queue the roster.
Thank you.
The first question comes from Deidre Henderson from Associated Press.
Thank you for doing this. I was curious if you might be able to sketch out the potential market for the scanners and for the chips, because it seems as though even though you want to go out very quickly, I won't be able to use it if I'm a patient unless the hospital or healthcare facility has a scanner to read this. Does the hospital need a single scanner and then the information is passed to others, or does each individual who deals with that patient need a scanner?
Deirdre, thank you for the question, and I'll refer that one to Dr. Seelig. Rich?
Yes. No, an institution or a service area within a hospital just needs to have one scanner, so that a scanner, depending on how many people need to be read at any particular time, a single scanner can literally service hundreds of data acquisitions. And that's why we feel that to initiate the program of where the most likely locations patients with emergencies are going to be needed to be scanned, we're going to be providing these scanners to trauma centers across the country.
Thank you. Next question, Misty.
Your next question comes from Eddie Peck with Merrill Lynch.
Good morning, Eddie. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I just had a question concerning the military application and if you were considering any initiatives as far as VeriChip goes in the military world.
Yes, with the experience that we've had from the animal world, obviously there are significant government opportunities related to an implantable RFID microchip. Over the last several years, we have pursued those opportunities, none of which have come to fruition yet in contract form. But we do believe that Verichip has the potential in the military to, in essence, be a replacement for a dog tag, such as a modern identification device, and not only be identification, but now also provide medical records in the field in a triage situation in the event of an emergency. Thank you. Next question.
Your next question comes from Michael Wren with Bank of America.
Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. I think he just answered the question. I was wanting to find out what other security applications this chip might offer.
Well, as I stated in the introduction, we have three broad applications for Verichip: security, medical, and financial. And underlying each of those applications are obviously more precise business line applications. In the security world, we have been marketing and selling Verichip for almost 2 years now. For purposes of ingress and egress into a facility. Today, most of us use a smart card, as you know, to get in and out of an office building. The problem with a smart card, although it's very similar technology to ours, is that a smart card is not tamper-proof and it's not secure. People can steal your smart card and use it to access your building or your facility without your knowledge. The benefits of Verichip from a security application perspective is it's underneath the skin, tamper-proof, it's secure, it's a simple injection process, and then you look at it in higher security situations such as federal office buildings, nuclear power plants, prisons, military bases, and not only could it be used for ingress and egress like a smart card, but it can also be used to detect the local area whereabouts within the facility of each individual. So by way of example, in a nuclear power plant, a security guard could sit at a desk and not only know the people that are going in and out, but also know where they are within the facility by scanners actually being mounted in doorways, so that in the event of an emergency, such as an evacuation due to a meltdown or otherwise, the evacuation process will be accelerated significantly. And the beauty of the Verichip technology is that one chip, which is the size of a grain of rice, can be used not only for the medical application, which is the purpose of this call, but once you have it for the medical application, you can use it for the security application and vice versa at your free volition. Next question, Misty.
Your next question comes from Kevin Deedy with Merriman.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
I'm great, Scott. Thanks, and congrats on the announcement.
Thank you very much.
Would you care to comment on what you think the applicable market size is here in the U.S. and in Europe, perhaps, and elaborate on your distribution method? How do you plan on getting your products to market?
Rich, why don't you take that one?
Okay. The market size is going to be obviously a very imprecise number because we're first to market with a product, so we don't have any comparable information on other products to give to you. But if you look at the animal care industry in the HomeAgain product, right now there are over 1 million HomeAgain insertion sets used annually in the United States for domestic pets. We think we're going to be following along those same lines as the needs are appreciated. As far as the distribution channels, I think I mentioned that we see three distinct distribution channels, one to physicians' offices, one to specialized facilities and hospitals through their purchasing organizations, and finally direct sales to original equipment manufacturers as they may include Verichip with their components that they deliver to hospitals for their specific medical devices.
Okay, thank you. Misty, next question.